Good morning. This is Rusty Brand with the Oakland Church of Christ, and we thank you once again for making time in your day to listen to our program. We are glad to have the opportunity to do this, and so we hope that the things that we say today might be encouraging to you. This week we've been following a theme, and that theme is around good intentions. And so what we've tried to do so far this week is talk about problems or challenges with good intentions. And the first one that we talked about on Monday was the fact of what a serious problem it can be, you know, and we talked about some very clear passages of scripture that talk about the problems with good intentions. James 4:17, therefore to him that knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. Tuesday, we talked about the fact that we're missing the opportunity to encourage and bless others. And yesterday, we talked about how dangerous it can be when we become fooled into thinking that we will have time to do it later. And so what I want to do this morning is take a slight turn on what we've been talking about and now talk about a couple of, or at least one example in the Bible, where someone had the opportunity to do something and yet put it off. So we're actually going to go to the Old Testament and look in the book of Exodus, and we'll be in chapter 8, and we want to talk to you just a little bit about the plagues that we find in the Old Testament back in the book of Exodus. And if you'll remember the context there, God's people were in Egyptian slavery at the time, and he had chosen Moses to lead his people, and Moses had gone before Pharaoh at the command of God and told Pharaoh to let God's people go. And you remember that Pharaoh basically said no. And so God began to show his power by bringing these plagues upon the land. And the first plague was where he turned the water into blood. And the second plague is what we just call the plague of the frogs. And so God brought frogs upon that land to where we probably can't even fathom. I think in our minds sometimes we picture a handful of frogs around, but the Bible tells us that they were literally everywhere. And I'll tell you, my friend, I'm not afraid of frogs. Not at all. But when you read how they were literally in their beds and in their kitchens and in pots and pans, I mean, it is just almost disgusting to think about what that would have been like. So now let's go to Exodus chapter 8 and verse 9. And in the previous verses, Pharaoh had called to Moses and asked that the frogs be taken away. And if they would do that, that he would let his people go. Hear what happens in verse 9 when Moses said to Pharaoh, accept the honor, Pharaoh, of saying when I shall intercede for you, for your servants and for your people, to destroy the frogs from you and your houses, that they may remain in the river only. Verse 10, Pharaoh says this, so he said, tomorrow. And he said, Moses, let it be according to your word, that you may know that there is no one like the Lord our God. Now here's my point. Why in the world would Pharaoh say tomorrow? Why would you put that off? What would his people have thought about that or about him if they knew, that at that very moment, Pharaoh had the power to remove that horrible plague, seemingly immediately, and yet he says, let's do it tomorrow. And you know, I don't know the answer to that question. I guess we could speculate on why Pharaoh did that, but we can learn this. When given the opportunity to get out of this situation, he delayed. He procrastinated. He, I'm sure, had good intentions, but failed to see the need to immediately take the action that God had asked, that God had said for him to do. And so I'd offer a couple of passages to you quickly where we can be guilty of the same thing. Acts chapter 3 and verse 19 says, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Romans 6 and verses 6 and 7, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin, for he who has died has been freed from sin. And I'll share those two verses with you to say, let us make sure we're not doing like Pharaoh and we're putting off what a great blessing it would be to have those frogs removed and he put off till tomorrow. Let us make sure that we're not putting off the great blessings that we can receive as well by repenting and being converted, as the book of Acts said, and by putting off that old man, as Romans told us. Please join us sometime at the Oakland Church of Christ. We'd love to have you as we meet on Sundays and Wednesdays. May God bless you.